Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Nowlin, and she is the Vice President of Corporate Communications with Midwest Energy and Communications. Patty, today we're going to be talking about line clearance. I know people might think it's a little early to talk about that, but in reality, it is not.
Well, it's not. And interestingly, winter can be one of the worst times when we can experience issues related to line clearance, because when you've got trees in proximity to power lines and then ice and heavy snow weighing those branches down, that can cause huge problems. And so we like to let people know what the line clearance approach is early in the year and what our plans are early in the year and why it's important that we keep our rights of way clear.
Exactly. Now, I know you started a program a few years back where you are becoming more aggressive, tried to get caught up on years past. And so explain to our listeners what the whole right of way maintenance program is all about.
So the electric distribution infrastructure, about 80% of our lines are overhead, and so they're subject to the elements. And so we want to do everything we can to protect those lines to ensure better reliability for our customers. And so for many, many years, those lines went untouched with any kind of clearance or anything, and our reliability was tanked.
Right.
And so it's probably been about 15 years ago now that we implemented a fairly aggressive approach. It's an approach that is endorsed actually by a number of the federal regulatory agencies. But we wanted to do whatever we could in a proactive way to ensure the best possible service experience for our customers. And because our system is largely rural and overhead, weather is a huge cause of outages,
yeah.
And trees are a huge cause of outages. And when you get those two things together, you know, you get a big storm, whether it's an ice storm or a windstorm or whatever, that can cause trees and branches and limbs to get knocked down into the power lines. And so we implemented an aggressive approach to reclaim our rights of way so that we were limiting the chances of trees coming into contact with it, or animals who live in the trees or whatever. So it's a matter of us cutting the trees back away from the lines to prevent the trees and branches from touching the lines. What it also does, though, is it gives our crews better access during restoration efforts. And so when you clear a pretty wide swath, we can get equipment in easier. We can get trucks in easier. Our crews can have easier access to the lines so that they can take care of fixing it. And then it's also a safety issue. You can picture the tree with a power line going right through it and a kid climbing that tree to get his kite. And
right.
So keeping those lines clear, it's about reliability and it's about safety.
Exactly. And so there's a section then that probably goes right into a homeowner's property that is really your responsibility to help keep clean then?
Well, the piece that goes from our equipment up to the home, that's the service line. And so that really is the homeowner's responsibility. However, we don't want homeowners messing in the
yeah.
That's just dangerous. And so when there's a situation like that, the homeowner can call us and we can do something to help them. We don't come out and do the line clearing work, but we can drop the line or de-energize it so that they can get their work done.
Gotcha. So when you start doing this process, then I'm sure you're really great at letting the homeowners know what the plan is and when you're going to be near them.
Mm-hmm. We over-communicate this because we want them to be aware we're coming. You know, trees are a pretty emotional issue for people.
Yes.
You know, you've got the tree that was planted in memory of your grandma or, you know, it's been on the family farm forever. And we're real sensitive to that. However, we have a responsibility to ensure reliability and safety. And so we do send out communications. We place calls. We knock on doors before we begin tree work. And if the customer wants to look at an alternative, like placing the line underground or something like that, but, you know, by communicating early and often, we can try to work with that customer to find an arrangement that works better for them. However, at the end of the day, if it's our line and our right-of-way, we need to do whatever we can to ensure reliability and safety.
Exactly. So when should people in Southeast Michigan expect this all to begin this year?
Well, we're tacking a couple of areas in Southeast Michigan this year, and really we're regrooming at this point. We've already gone through our whole system, 4,200 miles of line, and reclaimed our rights of way. So we've done the major cutting work at this point.
Okay.
Now what we're doing is it's a maintenance process, really. So we come back through periodically to regroom what we've already cut, And so that's trimming and mowing any new growth. And then we also have a spraying strategy. So it's all sprays that are environmentally approved. But what that does is controls tall growing trees and bushes, but promotes low growing plants that are beneficial to the wildlife. So in Southeast Michigan this year, we will be working in Adrian, Brinton, Clinton, Tecumseh, and Tipton, and we'll reach out to those customers about the quarter before we begin work there so that we can, you know, alert them to the work that we're going to be doing. And again, if they want to chat with us about options for their property, we can do that.
So if any of our listeners that are customers of yours want to find out some more information, is there a, can they go to the website, or is there another way they can find out some more ahead of time?
If they want to know specifically when we'll be cutting, they could call us at our 800 number. It's 800-492-5989, and then we can give them more details at that time.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Patty, for joining us and sharing information today.
Great. Thanks, Kathy.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.